Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
what's the big story of the day? Let's
here's
decide.
What I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Happy Monday.
In a big old land with countless dreams.
How are you? Glad you're along with us on What's on Your Mind.
How to read.
Monday edition of the program. Trying to decide what the big story of the day is today. Got a few choices here. Kevin, I'll put you in the judge's seat today. But the big story of the day is today, okay?
All right.
You're in the judge's seat. Jason Bohr is going to join us a little later on in the program. He's the president and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. The lignite industry in North Dakota has a rich history of providing clean, affordable, reliable energy. They're in the coal business. And we're going to talk a little bit about carbon management and how essential that is to the continuation of that industry. So look forward to that. Brian Niewind will be here, captain with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, Southeast Region Commander of the Highway Patrol. There's some new laws that take effect tomorrow that the legislature passed that you want to know about. And Captain Niewind will be here to tell us a little bit about that on the program. All right? So let's dig into a few stories here. This one is, to me, the big one. But you get to decide. A mysterious Chinese biolab was discovered in a remote California city. Did you hear about this, Kev?
Did not hear about that one.
The discovery was made after a local code enforcement officer noticed a garden hose poking out the back wall of a building, which looked a little weird. They have a picture of it here, the story I'm looking at from Zero Hedge. Kind of odd. Public health staff observed blood, tissue, and other bodily fluid samples and serums. Thousands of vials of unlabeled fluids and suspected biological material. Additionally, they found 900 genetically engineered mice engineered to catch and carry COVID-19. PETA must have been involved because they said the mice were living in inhumane conditions. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, they're killing all the mice, yeah. But they're in cages. But
773 of the mice had to be euthanized. Oh, my gosh.
Euthanize all of them.
Inhumanity of it all.
Doing.
Yeah.
Burn the whole place down.
Guy from the Reedley City Manager's Office said, I've never seen anything like this. I've been in government for 25 years. County of Fresno. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tested the substances and detected at least 20 potentially infectious agents, including coronavirus, HIV, hepatitis, herpes. Agents also found thousands of packaged boxes, many with shipping labels from China. NBC News reported that in an investigation, they found that the tenant was Prestige Biotech, a company registered in Nevada and unlicensed for business in California. City officials spoke with someone identified as the company president, Jiwan Yao, through emails included in the court documents. Yowl told officials that Prestige Biotech moved assets belonging to a defunct company to the warehouse from Fresno.
Nothing concerning there.
How many of these are there?
There's a number of sites. One says a legal medical lab containing bioengineered mice and infectious agents, including HIV and herpes, discovered there.
What in the Sam hell is going on here? How can the Chinese...
California, man. Nothing to see there.
Have a lab...
We're making vitamins.
...with infectious diseases.
Yeah, no, nothing to see there. To see what the storefront was there. What was it?
Not sure.
Bio. Prestige Bio. Oh, it's just Prestige. Just making aspirin. That's what they're doing.
Reedley, California is where this was at. Secret bioagent lab discovered.
Yep.
Guess what? 40 miles from Master Jet Base Lemoore, home of the U.S. Navy's West Coast F-18 Hornets.
Yeah, the ABC 30 out of Fresno shut down, found infectious agents, chemicals. Yeah. Fresno News filed a story about it. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Looking at the lab. It looks like a warehouse. You got a few trucks, two trailers backed in there. No big deal. Nothing to see.
Wow.
And where else is that happening? That they're maybe concealing it better.
And what's behind it?
Exactly.
Remember, we had these secret Chinese police stations. Remember that?
Yeah.
Which was originally thought to be, that's a bunch of hype. There's nothing to that. Then they found them. Now this. I don't know. I think that's
suspect.
Right up there.
Worrisome.
Right up there in
troublesome
category of the biggest story of the day. In case you missed this. Happy to take care of this for you. Devin Archer is going to testify today. That's a big story. James Comer, who is, I believe, one of a handful of members of Congress that's just an absolute warrior on this front. He just doesn't quit. And he told Maria Bartiromo over the weekend that Devin Archer has the opportunity to share the truth and be a hero. Three previous times that he's been scheduled to appear, he's not appeared. So he's been a little elusive. Then over the weekend, the Department of Justice, on a Saturday no less. You think they work a lot of Saturdays at the DOJ?
Oh, rarely. Ever.
Put out a letter.
Yeah.
And trying to intimidate Devin Archer. Got caught on it and then had to backpedal on it. Here's some of Comer on Maria Bartiromo.
Tell me how many suspicious activity reports you have seen. How much money do you expect that the Biden family has taken in? Update us on your investigation into this influence peddling.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's 170 suspicious activity reports, but then there's another several dozen suspicious activity reports that were filed on other people, but Biden family members were the subject of those, meaning they were involved in some type of transaction involved with a major wire that had been flagged by a bank. That's what happens when you are engaged in money laundering, Maria. So we're trying to have access to Treasury. We want to go back. We've learned new information since we went in there the first time. We requested a limited number of suspicious activity reports. Those were all involving the Biden family. Now we've learned of some other deals and other transactions with other entities and other people that we believe the Bidens may be subject to those suspicious activity reports as well. So we're trying to get back in Treasury now as our investigation continues to grow. But I will tell you, it's unprecedented. As someone who's been involved in banking, there's never been an instance that I've ever heard of or in talking to bankers around America where a family has been involved in so many suspicious activity reports. This is where the bank files notice with the Treasury Department that they fear their client is engaged in some type of criminal activity. This is very serious, and the extent to which this family was involved in suspicious activities is breathtaking.
Well, how often does one get a suspicious activity report? How many people, I mean, how many suspicious activity reports would your average person get?
I would say the average person gets zero.
The average person gets zero.
True facts.
Biden, 170 plus of them.
Right. And then the Democratic Senator Chris Coons, who was on Meet the Press over the weekend. Listen to this.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it would behoove the president for him to come out and say, hey, I had no business dealings with my son. My son's issues are my son's issues. Do you think he needs to say that more directly? Because there's a lot of people that believe something else will happen.
Well, let's be clear about that point, Chuck. There's been a five-year investigation, 5 years, by a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney. This investigation started during the Trump administration, and they've come forward with not one shred of evidence tying President Biden to any of this.
Oh, my goodness. Emails, texts, voicemails, photos, sworn witness testimony. Which,
no, you're the guy, you don't get the billion.
Nothing to see here, not a shred of evidence. Good one.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cerecet. You know what a cerebral reset can do for you? Help you find the most efficient and natural way to manage stress and improve your daily well-being. Who could benefit from Cerecet? Kids with attention and focusing problems, behavioral problems, anybody with sadness, state of depression, anxiety, nervousness, broken sleep. If you've lost the ability to handle stress, whether they've had an illness or injury, physical or emotional, chronic pain, having early onset memory problems, difficulty thinking, brain fog, which some people have in lingering ways after COVID. These things and more, Sirius XM can help. A wellness company that helps its clients relax their brains to manage stress, restore hope, and achieve restful sleep. Relax, rebalance, reset. Cereset, CERESET.com. CERESET.com. Or call 566-5231. All right, so we got the Chinese biolab story. We got the Comer, Devin, Archer, DOJ working on a Saturday story. Seriously. No coincidence here. They're issuing letters on a Saturday, and the guy's scheduled to testify on a Monday. No, nothing to see here at all. Here's another. Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, has announced that he formally sent a...
Before that, I mean, even some...
Don't talk. Announced that he formally sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department regarding Dr. Anthony Fauci, who supposedly is retired now, but he still has this, you know, like Secret Service-like protection.
Oh, yeah.
How that works, I don't know. Paul is citing an email from February of 2020 in which Fauci wrote that scientists discussed whether COVID-19 was produced through genetic engineering at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. This suspicion was heightened by the fact that scientists in Wuhan University are known to have been working on gain-of-function experiments to determine the molecular mechanisms associated with bat viruses adapting to human infection, and the outbreak originated in Wuhan. This directly contradicts everything he said in a committee hearing to me, denying absolutely that they funded any gain of function. It's absolutely a lie. That's why I sent an official criminal referral to the DOJ. Anybody want to guess how long we'll have to wait for the DOJ?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No worries. But they're on it.
They caught him. Email, February 2020, Fauci's talking about gain of function. Comes to Congress after that, no such thing as gain of function. Nothing to see here. All right? Tony Fauci. Speaking of Fauci, there's a story about vaccines that is floating. The idea of annual COVID vaccine shots. You up for that, Kev?
Not a chance, but thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Anything else? No. And I don't think I'm the only one thinking that way. Don't even think about going there again.
It's happening. Now I want to jump to a local story and have you help me unpack this one. We have a story on the front page of the Fargo Forum today. And it, I'll just read you the headline. Two black men say driver ordered them to sit in the back of the bus in Fargo.
What?
Two black men say driver ordered them to sit in the back of the bus in Fargo.
No, sit wherever we want.
C.S. Hagen wrote this story. Two black men claim that a bus driver ordered them to sit in the back of an empty bus on July 13th. And they're struggling to find out why. Xavier Davis of Crookston, Minnesota, Jarvis Greenhill of Grand Forks were boarding an early morning Jefferson Lines bus in downtown Fargo preparing to go home. After they showed their e-tickets, the driver demanded they find seats in the back. Both Davis and Greenhill have told the forum. That morning was the first time Davis and Greenhill had met. Two black guys just so happened to be getting on the bus together. This is a true story in 2023. I've seen it on TV. I've seen it in the history books. But I never actually had a white person tell me to go to the back.
Well, you should have told him where to go,
says Davis, who works at a Fargo hotel and has a landscaping job. Yeah, he fired up his phone, got it on tape.
See, now listen. But here's my take. It's always been my take. You know, America's racist. America is systemically racist. False. Do we have racist jerk? I mean, I'd like to use a better word, but I can't. But let's just say racist jerks. Yeah. Sounds like this driver's one of them. Tell him to pound sand. You'll sit wherever you want. Done talking to you. Drive.
Yeah.
I mean, that
solves it.
Done. Shut up. We'll sit wherever we want. Drive the bus.
Davis contacted the forum in person on Monday, July 24th, to talk about the incident. Okay, so let's... What did I say? This happened July 13th. So we've got 11 days later, one of the individuals calls the forum to talk about the incident. Video of the incident recorded by Davis inside the bus began shortly after the driver told him and Greenhill to go to the back of the bus. The driver, identified by Jefferson Lines Management as Kobe McFarland, explained to Davis and Greenhill that he loads passengers from the rear to the front. A tactic Greenhill had never heard of before, according to the video.
Well, at least that's what he says now.
Both men are frequent passengers on Jefferson Lines.
No one ever does that.
I don't want to get wrapped up in that Black Lives Matter deal. This is just human decency. I'm just dumbfounded, Greenhill told the forum. Reached by phone, McFarland, that's the driver, told the forum he had no comment for this story and referred all questions to company management.
Well, maybe that's what they do. I've never ridden a Jefferson bus line. I don't know.
Well,
they load from the back, work their way forward. I mean, whenever we have a sporting event, we take the teams anywhere. That's why we do it, you know.
Kevin Dursey. Percy, rather, who is the director of sales for Jefferson Lines, said an internal investigation is underway, but there is no assigned seating on any company bus. At times, a driver may ask a passenger to move in a unique situation or to help an elderly person or someone with a disability find a more convenient seat. Seats are not numbered. They're not assigned in any form. If a driver has a situation where a passenger is somewhat challenged from a physical perspective or getting in their face kind of thing, they may be asked to sit further back in the bus. Percy said he's talked to the driver, but the investigation is not finished yet. The driver has been working with Jefferson Lines since the summer of 2022. You're chalking this one up to a jerk?
I mean, it doesn't seem like the company policy dictates that. Maybe right. He wants to load his bus that way. Who knows?
Maybe he's being a jerk.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. A longtime friend and business associate of Hunter Biden is expected to testify on Capitol Hill today. Devin Archer will appear before the House Oversight Committee and likely share details about foreign ventures and meetings with Hunter. The testimony could shine light on the level at which President Biden was allegedly involved in these dealings. Last week, the president's son pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposal plea deal. Archer was sentenced last year to a year and a day in prison for his role in a conspiracy to defraud a Native American tribe. Gas prices are surging to an eight-month high. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded hit $3.75 a gallon yesterday. That's 17 cents more than last week. Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts by OPEC Plus nations and record-breaking heat. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What is for lunch today at PetroServe USA? I can safely answer that question. Home cooking plus grab-and-go convenience. You're in a rush. You don't have to do the drive-thru thing. You don't have to do the same old. Come to PetroServe USA. Have a little lasagna today with garlic bread. 45th Street, Fargo. Brisket in Glendon. Sloppy Joe's in MP Avenue. Chicken fried steak, 12th Avenue and I-29. Tater Tot hot dish or country fried steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Bacon cheeseburger mac in Harwood. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. All right, a bunch of text rolling in on our stories. Trying to determine the big one of the day. I think it's these Chinese biolabs, and you'll hear very little about this. Very little.
Yeah, nothing to see there. Nothing to see.
Very alarming.
Very.
Texter says, hey, Kevin, calling BS right now on this bus thing. There is more to the story, just like the kid with the backpack. Willing to bet this is nothing but a hoax and trying to cause problems.
Yeah, could be. All for clicks and whatever, views. Or
well, I
got a video. Got a video of it.
I must admit, the timing on this threw me off a bit because July 13th it happens, okay, and July 24th they come to the forum. Now, if it happened as they say it happened, I think I would have called Jefferson Bus Lines the second I got to my destination.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And said,
I've probably been calling him the second I got on that bus, and he said that.
Deal with it. When somebody runs to the media with a story, first, I mean, I get it. If you're not getting, you know, something bad happened to you, you're going through the proper channels, everybody ignores it, you know, then,
right.
Then maybe you go to the media and say, hey, whatever. But this seems to me like, I don't know.
Something for show.
It's hard to know, but I think what the texter is saying is plausible. We don't know. We just don't know. They're doing an investigation, evidently, now at Jefferson Bus Lines. But this was in the story. For black people, sitting in the back of the bus is reminiscent of earlier decades when laws restricted them to the back of public buses. The segregation policy came under fire after Rosa Parks, an African-American woman, was arrested and fined for refusing to yield her bus seat to a white man.
And what political party fought segregation every step of the way?
They didn't put that in the story. You can't find it here. What ensued became the Montgomery bus boycott, which started on December 5th, 1955, and lasted until December 20th, 1956. The U.S. Supreme Court ultimately ordered Montgomery, Alabama, to integrate its bus system. Now they quote one of the two gentlemen on the bus. Back in the day, that would have been okay. Davis said at the time before the civil rights movement began. Today, no. We're paying customers just like everyone else.
Yes, truth. Yeah. Bottom line. That's what I would have told the driver. What did you say? Why would you say that? And if maybe he asks, there's so much. Why would you say that? Well, I was hoping you guys would sit in the back as we loaded from the back forward. Oh, that's cool. But you have to sit in the back because the color of your skin. Really? I mean, if that's the case, then we have a racist, you know what, on our hands.
And you may.
Yeah, you may.
Very well may out of the
They're out there.
Yeah.
All colors for all races.
But the, I don't know, the media part of this makes me a little suspicious. But hopefully the investigation by the bus company will get to the bottom of it. Does this guy always load people in the back of the bus? Just happened that these two were the only ones on the bus? So it seemed a little odd? I don't know.
Yeah.
You're spot on. Normal people would have caused a stink right away. There's more to this than they are reporting. Another texter. Playing the BS card on this bus discrimination story, completely contrived. Well, they got video. The video doesn't have him saying, go to the back of the bus. It starts right after that. But that's when he's explaining the back of the bus thing, that he always loads the back of the bus. So, I mean, they do have video, which everybody does now, right?
Yeah.
I saw an accident in the cities over the weekend. Not sure how it ended up in my Twitter feed. I've got that Twin Cities accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And, anytime there's an accident on a DOT cam, they go to the Twitter feed and saw an accident, pretty bad one. A guy blew a red light, T-boned somebody else, and all the other cars that were around for like the length of the video, 2.5-3 minutes, watched.
Yeah.
Would you do that? I'd get out and say, does anybody need help here?
Oh, no, I would immediately get out.
Yeah. Right. Like at one point it was like, 3.5 minutes in, somebody drives by and finally stops and says, does anybody need any help? I'm sure the others were busy filming it.
Oh, you read my mind.
Crying out
loud. You read my mind. That's exactly what's going on.
All right, we've given you lots to chew on today. 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. 701-271-1100. You can text us, 701-237-1590. A few of you are texting already. Another listener says, what's the problem? The back seats are the best seats on the bus. I go for the back of the bus myself, but I think it's the fact that they were ordered to go to the back of the bus. Another listener, where are we at on Joe Biden's investigation regarding classified documents from when he was senator and vice president? It's a good question. Where are we at with that? We get a new indictment every week for Donald Trump. What about Joe Biden and backing the Corvette out in the garage and all the... Nothing to see here? Let's go. Good point. Texter says, just remember C.S. Hagen is a professional pot stirrer. C.S. Hagen is a reporter for the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead. I saw him acting in a little bit of that fashion that you described when he was covering an event for the Center of the American Experiment on critical race theory in the curriculum in Minnesota. Bit of a pot stirrer. I think that's fair.
A pot stirrer. That's a good one.
It is. But, should a reporter be a pot stirrer? Sort of more of a purveyor of opinion, isn't it? And you'd want a reporter doing it?
Right,
I just
yeah.
want a reporter giving me the facts. Thanks for the point. No one is talking about the fact that Joe Biden is also guilty of tax fraud, says another listener. Did he claim the $10 million he received? We've got a lot of work to do to find that out. A lot of work. Why is Ty in the newsroom saying North Dakota's new law prevents transgenders from competing on teams to match their gender identity rather than the law prevents transgenders from competing on teams that do not match their sex at birth or their genetic sex. Why is he saying the new law prevents transgenders from competing on teams to match their gender identity rather than the law prevents transgenders from competing on teams that do not match their sex at birth? Fair question, I guess. Because a gender identity could be whatever you say it is, right? Versus your sex at birth. I'd have to go back and look what the actual law says, but pretty straightforward.
I'm just going to type in gender definition. Let's see what comes up. The male sex or the female sex, especially when considered with reference to social and cultural differences rather than biological ones. There you go. When did we change it? They need to change this, by the way, because certainly doesn't mean the male sex or the female sex anymore.
Control the language, you control everything.
Could mean you identify as a, you know, it's a unicorn or whatever.
I will send your comment along to the newsroom.
Yeah, perfect.
Let them
cipher that.
Take a good look-see at that. For sure. Texter says, what are the chances any national news will mention the similarity between what Hillary did and was not charged with and what Trump may have done but has been indicted for?
They won't.
Case closed.
No, they won't.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Clintons are on the team. It's Trump versus the team. Clinton, Obama, Biden.
Media.
Rest of them. Yep. They won't. Nothing will happen. Sadly.
Thanks for that. Texter says, as the Obama chef drowning story continues to change, I'm sure it won't be long. It'll be deemed natural causes. How's that story changing, Kev? Do you know? Have you followed that at all? The Clinton, the Obama chef drowning on the paddleboard?
Yeah, well, there's video of him out. They said he couldn't swim or something. He had an issue, but they showed him. I mean, he was incredibly fit. It showed him at a pool working out and swimming laps. So immediately there's questions about, you know, and he was a White House chef too. Went on to stay with them and, you know, cook for them and, you know, whatever. But I haven't seen enough of it, but I did see the video of him putting down the statement that he didn't know how to swim or something. Like, why would a guy be out on a paddleboard and not know how to swim? Not have a life jacket on.
I'm sure that that'll be thoroughly investigated by the authorities.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, right.
For sure. They're going to do it. Someone has sent me a link to the bio for C.S. Hagen. Born in Orange, California, is an old Tijun hand after 17 years behind the bamboo curtain. From a one-room country school in the Ozark Mountains as a child to the first international school of Tijun China since 1949. Chris returned to America after high school and graduated with a bachelor's degree in communications from Wheaton College in 1995. 3 years working as a journalist for the Gaston Gazette in North Carolina. You see Potster in there anywhere? I don't see Potster. Continues his research into Chinese mythology. That's a little odd. I don't know if it's a Potster.
Brian Cronk here from Collins and Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins and Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins and Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins and Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Putlitz Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Putlitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am looking at one awesome-looking truck from Putlitz in Valley City. It is a pre-owned 2022. This thing's only a year old, only 8,500 miles on it. Dynamic blue metallic. Ooh, is that sharp.
There you go.
Gosh, is it sharp. You can't even believe it. Love that color. At the full-grain leather front seat trim. This thing is loaded up. There is truck after truck after truck after truck in the pre-owned section of the PucklitzValleyCity.com website. Check it out. They got a bunch in there. And they are North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's where I got my truck. So you should get your truck. Check out this one before it's gone. GMC Sierra 1500 AT4X. Only 8,514 miles on it. Ooh, is that a deal? Kamala Harris has a suggestion for those of you that think we have a problem at the border. She was interviewed by ABC News, exclusive hard-hitting interview, I'm sure.
Oh.
Yeah. This was really, really tough.
Love her.
She's
just so clear and concise and direct.
Yeah.
Smart.
She's going to scold us here. Listen to this.
Busloads of migrants have been dropped off right at your doorstep by some GOP-led states. Despite those tactics, you do have Republicans who are largely making inroads with Latino voters. And there are many critics, some within your own party, who say that there's more that your administration should be doing on the migration front. Do they have a point?
So, first of all, let's agree that people should not be the pawns in a political game. Human beings should not be treated as pawns in a political game. What is happening in terms of sending these migrants, most of whom have fled great harm, and sending them across the country for the sake of some political showmanship, it's just irresponsible. If you want to deal with the problem, then do it if you are a leader by participating in the solution.
Whoa. You're a leader.
Isn't she the border czar?
Yeah. Well, the border's secure. They have operational control. Illegal crossings are down. You haven't heard Mayorkas? I mean, come on, man. The Secretary of Homeland Security is telling us it's all good.
The border czar.
It's fine, yeah.
The border czar says, hey, you want to deal with the problem, then do it. If you're a leader, participate in the solution. Well, take your own advice, Kamala.
First of all, the lie that she tells about these people are fleeing from great harm. What sort of great harm is awaiting them living, staying in Venezuela or Brazil or Central America? Or are they being bombed out of their villages?
Remain in Mexico work pretty good.
No. They want a better life. There's no extreme harm coming to, unless they're coming out of, I don't know. Well, it would have applied to Syria when they were blowing that country up, but they're not doing that much anymore either. So, I don't know. Where's all this extreme harm?
Unbelievable. And just because I love you, Kev, I got a little Alejandro Mayorkas for you.
Oh, please.
He was interviewed by another hard-hitting interview on CNN, Fareed Zakaria. All right? Here we go.
Tell us what the situation is on the border now, because in May, there were fears that we were going to be overwhelmed. What is happening?
First of all, why don't you go down there, Fareed? Why don't you go down to the ports of entry?
I know. Wow.
You got to ask Mayorkas, who's going to give you a spinster? Here comes the spin.
So we have dispelled those fears through a very thoughtful, comprehensive approach.
You know how they dispelled those fears? They just decided to give everybody the app.
Thoughtful and comprehensive approach?
Yeah. Come on in.
What about the tens of thousands of children that are missing and around the...
Unbelievable. Here's more.
To irregular migration to our southern border. What? It has two main components to it. One is to build lawful pathways for people to come to the United States.
We have them!
Those who qualify in a safe and orderly way, a humanitarian way of enabling people to seek asylum in the United States, as our laws provide. And the second part of it is to disincentivize those who do not avail themselves of the lawful pathways.
Oh, he talks in such circles. It's unbelievable.
Disincentivize those. So somehow, you know, make them go, oh, I can't get the app. I don't have a phone. So I guess I'll turn around and go back to Guatemala in my village, my hut.
My village.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say it again. This guy needs to understand the difference between a refugee and a migrant. And they are telling you that migrants who are looking for a better life are facing great harm. They're being somehow expelled from their, no, they're not. They're wearing their Jordans and they're coming in with Nike backpacks and cell phones. They're not refugees. They're not bombed out of their homes. They're migrants. They're looking for a better life. They live in the village in a hut in Guatemala somewhere. They want a job. They want to get it. But so does the rest of the world, Alejandro. And you've just made it really easy for the rest of the world that wants a better life to come here. And well, we don't have the better life for them, sir. Look what's going on.
I think you're making too much of this.
We don't have a better life for them. Where are they going to work? What are they going to do?
It's just irregular migration.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
God.
Irregular migration. That's what he called it.
Yeah. Okay.
border secure. We just have irregular migration. And, you know, we'll just give everybody a fast pass.
I need some water. My head's going to explode.
Disney fast pass.
Yeah, that's it.
Very thoughtful, comprehensive approach to irregular migration at our southern border. I've heard it all.
Wow.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind straight ahead. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.